A vocal group of residents in the town of Tyre in the Finger Lakes region have sued their town board over a proposal to bring a casino to the rural farming community. Matt Martin reports the group is now getting support from a national anti-casino activist.
Protesters gathered Thursday in a field next to a proposed site for a casino. The handful of protesters held signs opposing Rochester businessman Thomas Wilmont's casino application. Wilmont's one of three applicants seeking to build a casino in the southern tier Finger Lakes region. Les Burnell, executive director of Stop Predatory Gambling, addressed the crowd.
The evidence is overwhelming that this is a failed public policy.
The mission of Burnell's D.C.-based group is to end government sponsorship of casinos. Burnell says New York's plan for expanded gambling will only increase unfairness and inequality.
You have a state government standing up, encouraging citizens to lose their money on something that they're guaranteed to lose. It's a rigged game.
Burnell spent the day meeting with concerned residents in Tyre. He was there to develop strategies to fight against the casino. About a month ago, the group Casino Free Tyre filed a lawsuit against the town board and the developer. They are suing the town over a zoning change that would make it possible for the casino to be built. Mario Fratto is the attorney who filed the lawsuit. Fratto says the new law was passed without proper input from the town.
Before any debate was really had on if a casino is good, if it's bad, the economic impacts, or anything else, this law was passed, which basically already made the decision for the town.
Wilmont's lawyers filed a dismissal of the lawsuit. A judge will hear oral arguments on May 7th. I'm Matt Martin for WRVO News.